Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios from the Carbon County School District from Sally Morrow Elementary, Principal Hardy. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, Principal Hardy, there are a lot of things going on right now at Sally Morrow. Fall Carnival just wrapped up last week. This week, more fun stuff to happen for the kids and the parents.
Yeah, this week we're having parent-teacher conference tonight and tomorrow from 4 to 7. So it's a good time for the parents to get with the teachers and understand what's going on and find ways where their kids are at and find ways to help them, find where they're having success.
You know, it's crazy because when I got the note home last week that parent-teacher conference was this week, I thought, holy cow, I feel like the school year just started, but it is that time already.
Yeah, it's been going by really fast, but yeah, it's first quarter is going to be gone by the end of this month, and so it's going by too fast.
It definitely is. So, Principal Hardy, this is your second year at Sally Morrow.
Yes, it is. My second year here.
So, how have you liked it so far? How have the kids been?
Oh, it's been awesome. The kids are great. You won't find a better group of kids than what we have at Sally Morrow. They've welcomed me with open arms, and the teachers are awesome there. It's been really fun to be there.
Now, you know, I love the fact that there are so many great things that Sally Morrow has implemented to encourage kids to not only be respectful to adults, but to children as well, and have respect for your fellow classmates and help them out when you can and be caring, and just so many great things and programs that you guys have implemented, and the kids are really grasping onto that.
Yeah, we really like our Bullshorn program, where the kids get tickets for exhibiting that positive behavior and get prizes later on. This year we've added something to it where the kids get to give those bullhorns to the teachers if the teachers do something special for them. And so the kids get to give them we call it a staff shout out. And so they get to let the teachers know they appreciate them every once in a while.
Which is a really cool thing, because as a teacher, I mean, I do it as a parent. At the end of the day, I think, oh my gosh, all I did today was yell at my child. He was just not listening today, and I feel like that's all I accomplished. As a teacher, you're not just dealing with one child. You're dealing with 20, 30 kids, and I'm sure it can be frustrating at times to think none of these kids are listening, but to get a staff shout out, that's really cool.
Yeah, it gives the teachers that chance to get that little extra boost when they're having a rough day and figure out, wow, they are listening to me today.
Right, they really do care. Well, Principal Hardy, tell me a little bit about the Constitution B. Now, I know that's coming up for fifth grade.
Yes, fifth grade participates in the Constitution B. It's sponsored by the Lions Club. They give the kids a copy of the Constitution and they study it. And in November, they'll have a competition, and the Lions Club will come and ask them questions, and we'll see which kid is able to answer the most questions.
Very interesting. See, when I was in school, I don't think that I had a program like that. And I think that's really great to kind of teach them a little bit broader spectrum than you normally would. I mean, math, writing, English, those types of things. You're actually branching out and teaching them really great things.
Yeah, the kids really like it. They like the competition side, but they really get to learn the details of the Constitution. How does our government work? When at this level, we don't always have time to go deep into that, and so it's a good way to help teach them that at an early age.
Right. Kick them off early. They're going to be interested in it, and then you never know. Some of these kids, that might turn into their passion, and they might further that later on in life. Well, Mr. Hardy, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
We have all the teachers have asked the parents and students that if they would read 20 to 30 minutes a night, depending on their age. The younger kids, 20 minutes, the older kids, 30 minutes. That extra help is really beneficial to the students. If they're kindergartners and they still aren't reading, it's great to just read to them so they're used to books and used to hearing what it's like when you read fluently. And so just would like to remind the parents to do that every night to really help push that reading with the kids.
You know, aside from just being a great way to help them and encourage them to read, it's a really great thing to just kind of have that one-on-one time at the end of the day when everyone finally gets home, you've had a rough, stressful day, just to kind of sit down and say, all right, for the next 20 minutes, we're not doing anything but sitting here on the couch and we're going to read together. It really is a great bonding experience as well.
It is. I love to do it with my kids, and it's the highlight of my evening to be able to sit down with my daughters and listen to them read.
So it really is super beneficial in so many different aspects. Well, Principal Hardy, thanks so much for joining us. And of course, if you've got a child that attends Sally Morrow Elementary, you can always stay updated on the great things that are happening. The PTA is great about sending home a monthly calendar, as well as their Facebook page. They update that as well, and great information on there.
Yep.
So thanks so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. That has been another Carbon County School District update with Principal Hardy from Sally Morrow Elementary.